Think those little things have blood in them?
Yeah, probably.
How much do you think it takes? How much, that much blood?
That much.
Wait, do all animals have blood?
Yes.
Insects?
No. Yeah. That's interesting.
Do all insects?
That's the really life force of all living creatures, Gavin.
Life force.
What about organisms? Organisms don't have.
What about organisms?
Do mice have organisms?
What? Like a biological. What's the heart of a ladybug look like?
Well, not all living things have blood, because like plants, but.
But are plants living? It's like.
Right, but they do have a mitochondria.
Yeah. No. They don't all have blood.
What about insects?
Animals all have blood.
Nope.
No.
Name me one animal
that doesn't have blood. Nope. Insects do not have blood. Insects.
Find an animal that doesn't have blood, bro.
You guys, we are learning a lot right now. What is inside a ladybug then? Vertebrae?
Sponges, jellyfish, flatworms, coral, sea anemones. Okay, so we're using coral now.
Coral. Okay,
yeah. Decorations don't have blood.
Coral is considered an animal. Okay, bro.
I remember I did research because I was really into biology and I had to write a paper about coral bleaching. So, like the Great Barrier Reef.
So, what's going on over there?
He's looking it up.
What?
He's ChatGPT-ing.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm ChatGPT-ing as well.
The coral reef, like, basically the life gets sucked out of it by the sun. Sun bleaching. And they turn white and die, and nothing lives in them anymore. It's really bad for the ocean, but they're trying to restore by basically creating artificial reefs.
Isn't that just the sun that's doing that?
I guess so, but... So what does it say?
What's
about insects?
Nobody cares, really.
It's just insects and it's just blood.
Okay, move on.
Yeah.
So they don't have blood.
We started the podcast like at the end of that last debate after we've already looked into it and stuff.
Yeah.
Right there.
We got to do it raw.
It's a slow start.
No editing.
It was kind of, you know, hype or whatever. We're kind of hype talking about animal blood.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Welcome back, you guys.
That was the most insane.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting married in 4 days.
It's the final countdown.
Watch is dead.
Isn't it 4 days? It's today the 20th?
Yeah.
First. Today's the 21st.
I would say.
25th.
Would you just say 5 days? No.
4 days.
4 days.
25th, you're getting married.
Yep.
So, yeah, 4 days.
4 days.
I would maybe say five, though.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, still today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
No, we're not 24 hours from Monday.
We are, what time is it right now? 8 something?
8:57. I'll be married.
You'll be married by then.
In 4 days, I will have already been married.
Another 24 hours is Tuesday night. Another 24 hours is Wednesday. Another 24 hours is Thursday.
So 96 hours.
Oh, you feeling? How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, the Shogun is talking back a little bit, but...
Are you nervous?
I can smell it already.
What?
Excreting. A little bit.
I think that's Gavin's rice platter or whatever he just ate.
No, that was hash browns and hamburger. Ground beef.
It wasn't rice, idiot.
No.
It was way better than that.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling nervous at all. It's sneaking up on... It's coming up fast, dude. It's like I haven't really had time to, you know, think about it that much.
Yeah, I haven't written my speech.
Oh, you have to have a speech. That's right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It'll be fine.
You were the chosen one.
No. Lisan al-Ghaib, right?
Yeah. What the frick did he just say?
Dune 2 reference.
Dune 2 reference. Yeah,
Dune 2. I haven't seen Dune 2.
All I heard. Yeah, I have.
Not like us,
though. Not properly.
Yeah.
No, I watched it on an airplane with AirPods on my phone.
Yeah, noise canceling.
We are not the same.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, we had the bachelor party. Haley's on her bachelorette party. I don't know. It's really crazy, dude. It's really crazy. Like, just... What?
No, nothing.
You're never going to be not married again.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
It's worth reflection, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
What are the thoughts going through your head right now?
Well, you know, it's just so, like, I've found myself. Remember when Gavin kept finding things the other, like, a few weeks ago? I found that.
A couple months ago.
No, but I've just.
Okay, Dora the Explorer.
I've come to realize a few times this week that I've just been, like stressed about, like, random, is this work? How am I going to balance working this week and the wedding and all this stuff? But I also need to make sure that I'm set up well financially after the wedding and, like,
Don't blow all my money this week
in the casino or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I'll have the perspective of, like, this is, like, my wedding, and it's, like, it's going to happen one time, and I'm going to be around for a long time. And when I'm around, you know, 30 years from now, like, these things that are, like, stressing me out right now, I'm not going to remember the stress. Yeah. I'm going to remember
the money you're going to have. None.
Yeah, money, money, shmoney, dude. I don't care about no money. No, that's not a way to be like, but I only get married once. Let's just be lazy. That's just a way to be like, do the work, but don't stress about it.
Yeah. Be chill.
You only get married once. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Don't stress about it. Dude, get the work done that you need to get done. That's, like, the source of all stress for me, is when I know I need to do something and I'm not doing it.
And then you're just sitting there thinking about, I got to do it. And you're just sitting there not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I really got to do it.
I really got to do it. That's stressful. But yeah, I just got to get done what I need to get done and then just not worry about the rest, because it'll all be good. I got in touch with the DJ today and ironed out a couple of details.
Oh, yeah.
Made sure they stop the song in time.
Yeah.
Emphasize that part.
You really have to stop the song.
I put in there, it is imperative.
Yeah.
That the song ends before
it does not progress past the 55-second mark.
Yeah. So I got that ironed in. And then we're doing some fun little games and stuff that I'm excited for during the wedding. But yeah, I just can't get caught up in all the stupid stuff of, like, little details.
Wedding is so stupid, everybody.
I can't get caught up in the stupid stuff of, like, oh, what if this isn't how exactly I need it to be? Because, like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who cares? Just be grateful for the whole event that it's going to be and the people that are going to be there. And it's, like, beyond that.
With our wedding, too, I was just kept thinking, like, is this logistically going to work? How is this going to look? Like, I feel like it was so rushed because we were both living here and then we back to Oregon. It's like, okay, we got to do all this stuff in a couple days, and then you get there and you look at it, it's like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
And then the party's awesome and the wedding's awesome and the ceremony's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, you just got to be just present, or, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the venue, because anytime I picture your wedding, I just picture the wedding venue that they had,
right?
Just because that's my only reference.
It's kind of similar to that, but it's not really like that. And it's a ways away, but it's a really good one. I'm excited for everybody to see it. I haven't seen it since last year when we went and looked at it the first time. So
last year.
Yeah.
Oh, last calendar year.
Yeah. Not a year ago.
Parker, come on.
It was last year, like 6 months ago, probably is the last time that I saw it. And so I'm really excited again. And I've seen the pictures, obviously, on the website, but it's really cool. And they got a good parking area, and the DJ booth is going to be sick. The dance floor is going to be awesome. Garage Silly
is his name?
No, it's a, never mind. That was a Tyler, the Creator reference.
Oh.
Unimportant.
Grayson's going to love that.
Grayson, seriously.
Yeah, I love it.
Is he a big Tyler, the Creator guy?
Yeah.
Chill, yeah. Grayson. Come on.
So, yeah. A lot of people in town. A lot of family.
Yeah, the boys are in town. Mm-hmm. Isaac and Samuel are here. Bryce is coming.
Thursday, yeah. I think. Unfortunately.
Really? What the heck?
I hope it's earlier than that. They'll be gone after Thursday.
Yeah, I think it's Thursday.
Oh. I wish I could. Maybe I can get him to the rehearsal dinner somehow.
Text him.
I'll just be like, can you be my wedding coordinator? Can you be co-wedding coordinator?
Or
it's like,
or you just typically out of town no, friends or out of town family, and then, like,
I won't make him actually do any wedding coordinator things.
Oh, but just,
I'll just,
like,
give him the title, so if anyone asks why he's there, he'll go, well, I'm coordinator.
I'm family from out of town.
Yeah, I guess that works too. But then my family will ask him, like, where?
Wait, which part? Adopted.
Yeah. By who?
Blood brothers, actually.
Yeah. Him by and blood.
Yeah. We slit our
wrists. By sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because that'd be fun to be able to hang out with him a little bit before we go.
Yeah.
Dude, we got some great games for the rehearsal dinner.
Really?
Oh, really?
Any prizes? This
bucket golf game. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Oh, my gosh, it's so fun.
I haven't been able to something about that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay, you know, can put money in buckets easily.
$20 per hole. I'm so excited for the auction, the dinner auction.
That's going to be awesome.
That's one of the things I had to like give some details to the DJ for because he said he'd never done it before.
Oh, okay.
You're unique then.
Literally so unique. He's like, you're literally so unique.
Like, wow. You are something else.
Wow, Christian, you are one in a million.
That's what he said to you?
That's what he said to me.
You're one verbatim. In a million. There's so many Christians, but there's only one of you.
There's only one Christian Smith.
Yeah, only one, I'm sure.
Yeah. Only one Christian and Haley Smith.
Christian and Haley Smith. Haley's going to be a Smith now.
I know. The other day I saw Madeline post on Instagram, "Happy Easter from the Smiths." Like, you're not the Smiths.
What the heck? You're not the Smiths. You're not the Smiths.
There's actually so many Smiths.
There's literally so many Smiths. Maybe we should have hyphenated.
Rousseau Smith.
Smith Rousseau is kind of sick.
Oh, yeah.
Smith Rousseau is sick.
Smith Rousseau.
I wouldn't do it.
I see that on the back of a jersey and I'm like, that guy can play ball.
That guy's going to the league for sure.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's like Amon-Ra St. Brown. I heard that their last name is just Brown, but their dad, like for his kids, made their name St. Brown because that would look cooler on a jersey.
It does look cooler on a jersey.
It really does.
And he was right.
Yeah, he was always going to the league. God of Sun, St. Brown.
Yeah.
Insane. But yeah, I think that would be sick, but too late. And I wouldn't do it anyways.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
If Haley was a boy and you were a boy marrying another boy.
Right. And it's like.
Then you do that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was thinking about gays. I was falling asleep last night.
That's insane.
Because I watched this video. I saw this reel on Instagram.
I mean, a few sentences. Insane.
Sentences. Guys, chat, do not clip that.
Everybody.
I saw this reel of this homosexual young man who was talking about his experience going to church on Easter. He said that he texted his friend, was going to go out to the gay bar with him, and he was like, no, I'm going home to like see my family this weekend. So he decided not to go to the gay bar. And the next morning he decided to go to church and drove up there pretty late or later, got his parking spot in the front row, basically went into the sanctuary and they ushered him into the front row of the congregation. Cause that was like the only seat open. And he said he was freaked out being on the front row. Didn't feel anything for the like beginning of the sermon. And then like near the end, it was something about, searching for your like happiness or something and all these things that you're not getting fulfilled in. And he was like, that just like, I've never had such a powerful moment. Like I've never felt.
Gavin.
Oh my goodness.
Gavin, what's going on right now?
Oh,
that's my,
is that for you?
Yeah. Oh, I thought maybe he was like trying to reach me.
No, maybe he was, maybe he knows.
Hello.
What was that talking about?
You're talking about the gay guy.
Oh yeah, your gay videos before bed.
Oh yeah. Gay church videos.
You say he was. Okay. You said he was up front and he had never heard anything.
Yeah,
like
he
that.
And he and oh, the pastor said something about like if you, or was like, I believe that you're here because, like, God wanted you here. I believe that you are here for a reason. Like it was not an accident, not a coincidence that you came here. And he thought about just like all the crazy or all the things. He was like, I was 2 minutes away from like the bus to the gay bar was 2 minutes from leaving. Decided not to get on it. My friend said he was going back home for Easter. So that made me think about going to church. And then I parked super close and up on the front row, all this stuff. So it was cool.
That's awesome.
But he started off. Yeah, he was literally shaking.
Literally shaking. I saw that video actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did scroll past it before it started, but I saw that you liked it.
I got hooked in by
scroll past it. Like,
okay, guys, story time. I'm literally shaking because I don't really get that type of stuff very often.
Yeah, that's true.
You just get the most wicked stuff on your feed, like people crawling out of caves and
that's true.
People so gross.
Demon hunting in the Middle East in caves.
Yeah. What's new?
They're pretty fun. Their videos are pretty fun.
I was just thinking about gay Christians.
Yeah, come on.
That'd be a tough one. That would be a toughie.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is.
But he was saying something good in there. He was like, and it just made me wrestle with the thought of so much of like, because I've thought about like how like being gay and a Christian, like how those two like combat each other, something like that. And he was just like, you just have to just take whatever. It's just, well, that's all of Christianity is, taking whatever you want and laying that down for whatever God wants. And mm-hmm. I was like,
bingo. Nail on the head.
Bingo, bingo, bongo. Nice. So, yeah. Also, it's weird when people say they're like, I'm a gay Christian. Or like, that'd be like saying I'm an alcoholic Christian.
Yeah.
Or just whatever you... I'm a polyamorous Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. People grabbing onto that part of the identity. Like, I'm just a gay Christian. I can't. I just struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, yeah, but don't. You're not a gay Christian. You're a Christian.
And
you struggle with this thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. It's different if you, like, identify with it. Like, it's just a part of me. It's just who I am.
Yeah.
It's just what I do.
God made me this way.
God made me this way. I'm on the right track. Maybe I was born this way.
Thursday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Christian's last night.
Oh, yeah. Bachelor party part two.
In the apartment.
We're gonna
party it up. Alone.
Rip some whack. Probably do some crazy stuff. Oh, I can't imagine how crazy it's going to be.
Throw Clementine off the balcony.
Oh, dude, it'll be hilarious.
We bought her a little parachute.
Yeah, don't forget.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
All the
it's
boys
like
are
she's
staying
dropping into PUBG.
Go down.
Yeah, that's going to be packed full, bro. I don't know how we're going to fit
like
everybody
sardines.
In there. Exactly like sardines. I'll be like six more air mattresses. There'll be nowhere to walk. We could do two on the air mattress, probably.
Yeah.
Two on the bed.
Yeah.
One on the couch. That's five.
How many there's two have? More.
Six.
Somebody in the bathtub.
Seven, somebody
one in the bathtub.
In the tub, kitchen counter.
There's two chairs out on the patio.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Line those bad boys up. Curl up.
Patio.
Ball.
Patio bed. Yeah, we'll be fine, actually. I don't know why I was so worried.
Somebody can sleep on the floor in the bedroom.
Yeah. Carpet.
Dibs.
We'll be fine. Gross. That's where feet go.
Literally.
And?
Yeah. I'll just have to, like, clean up everything. It's incredible how fast it goes downhill when I have two.
When you have three boys living there?
Yeah.
Imagine living with just the three boys. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, if you that was just your living situation, all three of you in that one apartment.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that'd be insane.
That'd be small.
That was so sick at that Airbnb because it wasn't like every single guy that you're friends with. It was just like your groomsmen. So there were seven of us up there. This nice house, triple bunk bed.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
The bathrooms were all super nice and
everything was super nice, dude. It was awesome.
That next morning, I was like, this isn't how it would always be, but imagine if we all lived together.
Yeah.
Like, this is so sick.
Yeah, dude, waking up, making pancakes, bacon, eggs.
On Saturday,
a couple people are playing
Bryson's
video
making
games.
Pancakes, I'm making hash browns. You guys are playing college football. Somebody is outside throwing the frisbee or whatever.
Yeah, dude. It was,
just got this back door wide open.
The patio door.
Patio door wide open.
It was awesome, bro.
Well, that would be like Saturday morning because otherwise,
yeah, right.
The work week, everybody would just be gone.
Or we could do it at 4 a.m.
Yeah, come
on. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be like if you were in a frat house. That's pretty much frat house vibe. Just more well taken care of and less people. So, actually, not like a frat house at all.
Me and Parker had to share a bed. King bed, though.
Yeah, I was not even close to you.
I know. King beds are awesome, huh?
Yeah, it was
so
awesome.
I don't mind a queen, dude.
They're a
queen with my queen. I'll take that all day.
Queen with the queen, dude.
So.
Say it.
They're pouring the slab tomorrow. Okay.
Oh,
so I was getting excited about it. I was looking at the plans for the apartment.
Don't say it.
Our bedroom.
So small.
Pretty small.
I told you. Is I the one that gave you that revelation yesterday?
Yeah.
Because we were standing out there and I was like, so it's going to be from here to here? Looking at it, like a bed cannot even fit in there.
It's definitely deeper than ours is right now because it's 10 feet 4 inches.
What's this down here?
Or 10 feet 8 inches. Just from the
headboard
until the closet is like 9 feet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little less. I think it's like 8 feet something. That's not right. It's 9 feet something.
So you're just gonna do a queen bed?
No.
What?
No, you don't give her to your
king.
Don't give her to your bed.
But it's 12. It's 12 feet. Yeah, it's just going to be, it's just going to be the bed and nightstand, and they're going to be like, nightstands are going to be touching the wall.
Yeah, I think mine's 11 feet, and I don't have room for a king. So you guys are going to be.
That sucks.
Squishing.
So, but the other room that would be like
the
kids' room.
Crib?
The kids' room down there. There's two bedrooms.
Yeah, but you're not going to have the crib in there. You're going to have to get up and walk.
Across the hall.
10 feet, Gavin.
The other bedroom is a little bit bigger, but it's facing the front of the house.
Why wouldn't you?
The other one faces the pond.
Why wouldn't you switch?
We talked about it.
Yeah, you're going to have your kid have a bigger room than you. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
I think we might just bump the wall over a little bit.
Bump it. Move that hallway. It's literally just a hallway.
Yeah, but it goes to the bathroom.
Are you going to spend a lot of time looking out the window?
No, because the headboard goes up against the window.
So. Yeah, what the heck? It doesn't matter.
I know.
Take the front-facing one. Then your kid's not going to have the bed. That way, when you're hanging out in that room...
That's what I said.
Oh.
Imagine how beautiful of a child.
And then, like...
Changing your kid's diaper, looking out at the pond, and like
with like a rocking chair by the window.
Yeah, dude.
Come on. I told that's probably what we're gonna
when
do
when you're feeding the baby.
Yeah, it's gonna be so beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
For what? Wait, the house or the baby?
Saturday?
Oh my gosh! If you just announced that you're pregnant, I would have thrown up.
We're gonna have a baby.
Almost got him.
You would have.
Yeah, out of excitement.
Babies, dude.
No, not even dry heaving, just straight to the point. Just throw it.
I was talking to a new guy today a little bit because he's got two, or he's got one kid and one coming soon.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I don't know when my wife and I are going to have kids. I was like, I'm hoping my brother and his wife have kids first so I can get a little like test run as a uncle of a child that lives near me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
what,
like,
wait, to see what?
What?
What test run for what?
For like a baby.
What do you mean? Like, is it worth it?
I've never been around a baby like super closely.
All the
time. Only like other people's, like friends' babies, not like my brother's baby.
Well, that won't be a good tip because you could be around another baby and be like, oh man, this baby's annoying.
This baby sucks.
Well, no, but just more, I would be able to see it more from like his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be like, Parker, take the baby.
Like, is it really that hard?
Parker and Ryan, take the baby.
People have been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah,
without
all these idiots having babies and you can't have a baby.
Without Pinterest or TikTok or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But
how do I be a parent? Go straight to Pinterest.
Cameron, the new guy, was like, it's like, wait a while. I was like, really? It's like, yeah, it just, he's like, it just makes your life so different. I was like, yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard both sides. One is like, just wait to have kids because it's going to ruin your life. Not ruin your life, but yeah, it's going to be crazy. But then like Zach, my brother-in-law, they just had their baby almost a year ago and they waited probably like 5 years. And he was like, oh, we wait. Like, I wish we had had a baby like right away. Like, this is the best.
Yeah.
Which maybe not actually, like, but.
Yeah. What are they saying that
but
when
still,
there's a poopy diaper?
I was like, yeah, you're never going to not have a kid again. And he was like, exactly.
Yeah, wait like 2 or 3 years and then bingo.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
2 or 3 months, 2 or 3 years. It's like
we can make a little side bet on when we think
we're
gonna have a kid.
I don't know. It's like you have and I don't know when I'm gonna have a kid. It'll probably be a little while, but
yeah,
it's the idea of like
1 year. Baby will be born
idea
in one
like,
year.
Oh, you
by
have,
this time next year.
Yeah.
Like you have something better to do than
make children
than have
than
a kid.
Breed.
Yeah,
and literally the only thing that you're like at the most basic level, like that's the thing that
I don't think you're just made to have kids.
You're not made to have kids, Gavin.
Just
but I'm saying
fruitful.
At the most basic level, yeah, that's like the first whatever commandment. But beyond biblical, just like biological, it's like you don't think your body has a reward system for everything that your body does. Like you have a biological reward system. You feel happiness.
It rewards me. What does it reward me for eating candy?
Obesity. You don't get a reward
diabetes.
For eating candy. For
oh, so what the heck? It tastes so good, though.
That's not
that's
a reward
the
system.
Reward.
That's like
I eat it. It tastes good. That's your reward. But everything has a consequence.
Eat healthy. Your reward is good health, but it tastes bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't think that you're...
So what were you saying? Because it sounds very similar to what I'm saying.
What's your reward system?
You have like your biological reward system would be like your
it's like a stamp card that
exactly.
You fill up
and
you
eventually
redeem points.
Get a free drink.
redeem points for a free drink or like diapers or something like supplies, etc.
Can I get a supply drop?
Yeah.
Well, that's like it doesn't really pertain. Like it is not really that important to the point that I'm saying. But like obviously, like everything that you do, your biological reward system is like the most basic, like your most basic like driver to do anything. It's like, why do you do anything is because like
Yeah, I don't trust people that say they don't like kids. Or like,
that's fair. They were a kid once.
Yeah, I can understand being annoyed by them, but saying like, I just don't like it.
I just don't like kids. They're just,
I don't trust you.
Yuck. It's like, okay, you're yuck.
Yeah, yucky. Even people like, if you choose to not have kids for whatever your reason is, like, as long as you don't are not a kid hater, like, whatever.
But what I was saying is that, like, not, you weren't, like, made to, like, you were made to have kids.
That's
like,
true.
Not, which, I mean, literally, you are made to have kids. But, like, or not literally, but, like, technically, like, you are
basically
set up to have kids. But that's not the reason you're around. Or you're created and
could have,
like,
kids.
If we were, like, didn't believe in God, then that would be the reason that we're around. But still, it's like the most basic thing that, like, the most basic function.
Natural.
That's like what, like, our whole.
All creatures do it, and we're just another creature.
That's like
a better creature.
What every single living thing has in common. It's like at a most basic level, what our purpose is if we don't believe in a higher power. It's
not
like
blood, apparently.
What do you say?
I said not blood, apparently. So
what does that mean?
Like, we don't, not everything has blood.
Oh, nice.
Like, but we all. The desire to
breed.
Yeah. Yeah. Generate offspring.
Yeah. I think what I'm trying to say is, like, I can't think of a better, and again, this is, it'll probably be like a few years till I have kids or whatever, but I can't think of a bit more, like, a better way to dedicate my time. Like, do I have something that's more important to do? Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to travel, or like, I want to see the world, or like, I would need to go to this place before I have a kid. Like, that's the thing.
I,
like,
want to take my kids
there, I have though. Something better to do than literally create life, and it's going to Dubai.
I want children that I can raise up and teach them to be
awesome.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
You will be awesome.
When do you think people are gonna start, like, having kids, like, seahorse style, where the man carried, like, they're going to do some weird science where the man.
Well, they already have.
That's,
like,
true.
In the sense of, like, I remember in fifth grade, that's crazy. 2010.
Gosh.
Guinness Book of World Records. I had checked it out at the library.
No, I owned that one. I specifically remember 2010, and there was a pregnant mustache.
Yeah, I was
individual.
Like, this man is pregnant. And I was like, whoa, that's actually not possible. How is that? And I asked my parents. Because I was just like, it was like the first pregnant man in the world. And it was a chick that became a dude. And the Guinness Book of World Records was the first ever pregnant man. And I was so confused because I was like, how does that work? But it wasn't actually a dude. It was a woman who got pregnant and wanted to become a man. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this picture. But I remember also seeing it and, like, I had no idea how that happened anyways. So I was like, man, I hope it's not me someday.
I was just like that. I just knew that wasn't possible. So I was like, how does Guinness Book of World Records just making stuff up now?
Which they
technically were.
Lost all my faith in the Guinness Book of World Records.
That yeah. Day.
What a corrupt establishment.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Dang it, Guinness Book of World Records. You're corrupting young minds.
You are better than that. I know it.
I'm better than that. We're better than that. Classic. Next week, Christian won't be here with us.
That's true. We'll have to find a stand-in.
No longer be with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be dead.
He'll be in Florida. Maybe we can call him while we're recording.
Yeah.
Like you guys did to me.
Yeah.
You guys called me twice.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Don't regret it.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that I'll be. I'm still, like, gonna be alive.
Oh yeah, nothing.
I guess, like, I'm just gonna.
I heard there's bad signal in the Florida Keys.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't be that bad, I guess. Kind of like a natural, like,
block.
Natural. Put your phone down.
Yeah. Like nature's forcing you to put your phone down.
Nature's forcing me to undo my brain rot.
Yeah.
That'll be good. I'm gonna come back.
I don't think
I'll mind
if people call me. I'll probably be sending reels and stuff.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, you're on vacation. Chill.
Vacation. Hang out. Do whatever the heck you want.
Literally vacation. Yeah, I'm so pumped. It's going to be awesome.
It's crazy. It'll just be you and Haley.
Are you guys in an Airbnb? Like, what is your living situation?
Airbnb.
Cool.
Yeah. Got a rental car.
So same, we'll be able to go around. Same Airbnb the whole time? Or are you bouncing around?
We're just doing one. I don't know. We'll have it the whole time, but if we're driving around and see something sick, then...
Like hammocks or something.
Yeah, some hammocks. Then we'll just sleep in hammocks, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's so fun. Then we'll all travel down to Florida at some point.
Yeah.
Vacation together.
Travel everywhere together.
Oh yeah. Dude, I'm so excited for that. I wish you guys could just come with us on our honeymoon.
You know what?
Maybe after 5 days.
Maybe your honeymoon technically ends after day five. That's true. And then it's just Florida vacation.
Then it's Florida vacay.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
Like, Haley, that was such a great honeymoon. Like, what do you mean? It's halfway over.
Like, yeah, you're right.
No, and then, we pull up and it's like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. We roll down the window.
It's like cinematic intro. She hears the music. The honeymoon's in the distance.
Over. Vacation's boom, just boom, getting started. And then it's boom, 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 boom.
Pull down the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's rock this.
Oh, dude. We can set it up.
Yeah.
Then we could still do a podcast.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Would be
live
so
from the
awesome.
Keys, not live, but mm-hmm. recording from the keys.
I'm so excited for this trip that we're about to go
on. Me too.
You guys.
Haley won't even know because she's not going to listen to this before the wedding.
No.
No, she's too busy.
Also, it's not going to come out before the wedding. So.
It's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, this is tomorrow's episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Whoops. Monday night.
We were so busy.
Technically. Well, not technically, but it's just... 2 hours and 21 minutes until midnight of tomorrow.
No way. It's 9:39.
Yeah. Way. It doesn't feel that late.
No. We're about to play PUBG anyways. We had 2 rounds of W's last night and lost the third one to some sweaties.
We've still never gone 3-for-3.
We got to do it tonight. Sick. Parker, are you going to be able to play?
I'm going to try. Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't think there's anything I need to edit out of here except for the phone call.
20-minute phone call.
So I'm just going to not. I'm not even going to listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Which always freaks me out.
Yeah, because remember that one time?
Remember several. There have been several times.
That happened to listen to the episode.
And we always listened back when we had that. We would always listen to the episode immediately.
And
so we'd catch it, but now we
get the worst anxiety for a while with recording. Like, and sometimes still, because we do a good job now of self-censoring where...
Before, we would just say whatever.
If the inappropriate joke, a situation arose, we would pounce.
Like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it wouldn't get edited out. And, I called Parker one time. First thing in the morning, I think maybe I was...
That was when I had my bunk bed. I basically... Leapt. I don't know how it was like half a second, my time from being under the covers to being on the floor at my laptop.
I don't even remember what it was, but I remember it was bad.
And I was like, I was shaking. Either. I remember exactly what it was.
You have to tell me afterwards.
Oh, yeah, you have to remind me too.
Yeah, I know what it was.
You left something in that I said also once that was terrible. It wasn't terrible, actually. It actually, like on any other really podcast, bad. That would just be like the average thing.
I wouldn't even
it wasn't
be like
we
noteworthy.
Said any swear words or anything like that. It was just like kind
it's
of
just like the inappropriate inside jokes you do with your friends. Yeah. And it's like.
Except it was with all of our friends.
Yeah. And it was very obvious.
And I was hoping we were going to have Isaac in here, but I also was going to maybe grab us another mic from the church or something, but I didn't. So it's probably good that they didn't show up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I thought they were just going to be here.
They would have had to just stand in the corner.
Yeah. Sit on the ground.
I thought maybe we could like...
We could have given them our
get
little
one
inflatable.
Of the phones and tape it to the ceiling on 0.5. Just aerial coverage of the podcast.
That would be funny. Parker, you have some great ideas. I was thinking about this because...
Oh, that reel that I posted? That's so funny. Everyone loved it.
It was funny.
Terrible engagement.
Yeah, bad engagement. That always happens on the funniest reels.
And also, as I watched it, I was like... not that funny.
It was pretty funny.
But I posted it at like 3 o'clock on a Saturday. Nobody's on Instagram then.
What a crazy time to post.
Because I thought before, I was like, oh yeah, weekend, people are just hanging out, doing whatever. But when you're hanging out and doing whatever, you're not on Instagram. You're on Instagram when you're at work and you're bored.
That's true.
when you're on company time.
Yeah, or at school or whatever. Should be taking a math test.
Or right before you go to bed. Or you're
listening to a podcast.
Nighttime. Oh, yeah. Nighttime reels. Yeah. Nighttime reels. Put me to sleep. Shoot, what was I going to say?
Did you write it down on the wall?
What were we just talking about?
Being inappropriate.
Oh, we had to make a bunch of videos for Haley's bachelorette party. I had to video Christian answering a bunch of questions, and I had forgot about it on the bachelor party trip.
Guys, what?
I know.
So I had to do it last night, but my funny idea was...
You're supposed to do a video of him at a video. The bachelor party?
Yeah.
Why the heck did nobody tell me about this? Like, I love making videos. I
know. It was just a video.
Right up your alley, too. Hilarious.
But the premise I was thinking was, so there's just a bunch of questions that he has to answer because the girls are going to have the question asked to them. They're going to answer it, and then they're going to play the video of Christian answering the question.
I think it's just Haley that answers it.
Was it questions about the two of you? No, it's
a game that they're all going to do.
Oh. Man, I love fun question games.
And
I hate being left out of stuff.
I don't know, yeah.
I think it would have been funny if... we had gone into the bathroom and like Christian standing in front of the mirror facing me, but you can see me recording him in the mirror. Question one, recording. It's just me and Christian. Question two, there's another guy in there standing next to me.
And you only see from the waist up and we're shirtless. Yes. So.
And by the end of it, by the last question, we're all in there shirtless, videoing Christian asking this question.
We all have our phones too.
Yeah. And the last question was, what's your favorite thing about Haley? Also, apparently that wasn't a question like supposed to be premised that like what is Haley gonna guess it? It was just supposed to be like a sweet thing at the end
you say?
No, it was not fine.
A very sweet I said a very sweet thing actually, and then I followed it up with a very inappropriate thing.
Yeah. It was funny.
Actually, it wasn't that inappropriate. It was very tasteful and it's pretty funny.
So you're gonna be your wife soon, so literally you can say whatever you want.
I also don't even know if the girls are gonna pick up on it, to be honest, on the joke.
Yeah.
It was subtle.
It was very subtle and so tasteful.
You gotta
honestly not even that subtle, but like subtle enough to be like
I can't even make a guess right now because I'm not gonna edit this podcast. I'll text it to you.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I just was kind of bummed that we didn't get to do that because I told Hannah that and she was like, oh my gosh, that would have been hilarious.
Dang it. She talked to me about it on Wednesday, asked if I could do it. I was like, yeah, definitely. And I forgot about it until you told me about it yesterday.
Because I remembered Friday night, but then we didn't get back until 2 a.m.
No, Friday night we got back at like 10th or like 11 or something.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Parker.
I just sent you some text messages.
Oh, okay. Maybe we didn't go to bed until 2 o'clock.
We didn't go to bed till late because we were all at the fire. Remember, we got home from the casino like 10:30 or 11, right?
Yeah.
On Friday night.
Yeah.
On Thursday night, we got home at like 2.
That's right.
Yeah, that was fun. I sent you a little text message.
That's fun.
More tasteful than that.
Yeah, more tasteful. No, because it was like kind of something.
That would have been funny.
Dude, I had a lot of fun at the casino.
Yeah,
it was.
This is not a
endorsement of
gambling. It's not worth it, you guys.
But because I could feel my soul getting sucked away.
Yeah, dude.
Partially. But I'm like, I came in here with a limit, and I didn't even get close to my limit. I was like $80 shy of it.
Yeah, you're fine.
But I could feel myself wanting to keep going, and I could feel myself like if I lost that much, I would want to keep going to try and get it back.
It was so sad. Walking through there was thousands of dollars people putting in machines because you can see how much either the credits or cash that's in the machine. And there were multiple people like that had hundreds of dollars in there and they were hitting both machines and playing. And it would just like be at 100, drop down to 80, and then all of a sudden up to 220 and they'd keep playing. I don't know what they were trying to get to, but
yeah, that's the thing. Like, when would you stop? Like, at what point? At what point would you be like, this is enough to leave? Or would you be like, this is enough to where if I use all this, I can make so much money?
Yeah.
That's the battle that goes on in your head.
Or then, you're down. Or you get up and it's like, well, now I'm up. I can just do that exact same thing again. And I'll be up even more.
We had this guy next to us at one of these machines. And he was at $100-something and then all of a sudden hit $300+. And we were kind of like... getting him excited, like, oh yeah, let's go.
We were talking to him a little bit.
Snacks and stuff.
And he takes a picture, the biggest font ever, also on his screen, takes a picture and then goes to messages and selects sexy, which we're assuming is his wife. And he goes,
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, T-Y, Lord, exclamation mark. Like, thank you, Lord. And then she responds back, I've been praying for you all night.
There were a few times while I was there where I was just like, felt like, and like, just like, felt like I was just like, oh, Lord, please let this, Lord, please.
Yeah,
let
this, I can't pray for that.
Yeah, definitely not going to pray for this.
The Bible literally talks about this not being a smart way to actually get money.
Come on, right. Like, all right.
So this, I'm not going to pray.
This is what Jesus died on the cross for.
This cursed way. On Good Friday.
Yeah.
First to be praying about, oh, let me hit this jackpot, please. There's just this one time.
We gambled on Good Friday and the Pope died. So.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we shouldn't tell people that we gambled. People might get offended.
Who's going to be offended? Oh, they spend their own money however they wanted to.
None of us spent an irresponsible amount of money.
I only lost $15.
We all said this is going to be our limit, and no one spent over the limit. And like half of us made more money than we brought, and half of us didn't. But we had so much fun.
Stuff like that.
Parker, you can't say that.
What?
I love watching his sermons, dude. Like, I could, I'll just sit
down. I'd like to watch a full sermon of his.
I'll just sit down and just on my couch on YouTube.
And just chow down, and just watching a.
Chow down,
what's
and watch
name?
A full Philip Anthony Mitchell.
Philip Anthony Mitchell.
Sermon. He just started his church like 3 years ago.
Pam.
They're
Philip
in.
Philip Anthony Mitchell.
Yeah. They're in like an old school building, like a temporary building.
Like
the
super
church
old
was just,
school,
like. Like, it's
like
a
edgy
temporary building.
Oh.
Because they just started the church like a few years ago. They have a ton of services. There's always just people lined up, like thousands, because he went viral and he just started this church. He had a different, he's like been in ministry for a long time. But,
yeah.
And so they're like trying to find these different buildings to go to. The lease just ended at the school and they got a new temporary building to say that this is going to be the last temporary building. And then they're moving to a new, like they're going to have their permanent building in a few years.
Nice.
But yeah, he's fun to watch.
Man, good for them.
Ain't nobody game worth going to hell over. It's
ain't
true.
Game. That's
nice.
Actually true. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Cut it off. Cut it off.
Oh, that was hilarious. Were you there when I played Taps on the Sanctuary?
No.
Yeah, what for? We were going to do a new song.
Yeah, that's what that is.
And,
oh, that was
and we cut it.
Yes.
And I was going to like remove it from Planet or Pro Presenter and everything. And I was like, Hannah, we're not doing this song. Like, song's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah.
Yeah, song's dead. Oh, man. It just really hit the spot.
Oh, my
it was goodness. A rough morning, and that just made it way better.
Yeah. Turned the entire thing around 180.
It's amazing what music can do.
Pick me up, turn me around, and place my feet on solid ground.
You should write a song about that.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Oh, I made that song that you sent.
Seriously? Today. Dang it, I was going to play it. Maybe I'll just play it at the very end.
Yeah.
A listener, Philip, wrote some lyrics for a Gas Boys song.
Oh, yes.
So we'll listen to it once Gavin's phone is done recording, and I'll put it in. Let's do the outro, and then I'll put it in.
Thanks so much for listening, Gas Nation. Next time you see Christian, he'll be a married man.
Literally.
All the Gas Boys have been wed.
Yes!
Wed boys now. You got to call us.
Boom. See y'all next week. Enjoy this song.
Peace.
Gas boys in the zone, yeah, they're hitting record. Hot takes, no breaks, never feeling bored. Laughter on loop, yeah, the vibe is tight. Hit that play, you're in for the night. From the couch to the mic, it's a full-on vibe. Talking real life goofs and a deep dive. Three best friends just riffing in sync. One wild ride, don't even blink. Strolling through the feed, look what I found. Click that thumbnail, turn up the sound. No script, all wit, let's break it down. Get ready now, we run this town. It's the Gas Boys, bringing the flame. Every single episode ain't ever the same. They got jokes, they got soul, and a little bit of fame. You'll be laughing so hard, forget your own name. It's the Gas Boys, no cap, no lies. Mic'd up madness, truth in disguise. If you're feeling low, let the podcast rise to the top of your list, best time of your life. Wild thoughts, unfiltered fun. You never know what's next when the convo's begun. Late night wisdom with a side of fries. Catchphrase. phrases flying, yeah, they improvise. Headphones on, and I'm gone into the laughs that they put on. Just three dudes, but a whole galaxy of takes, debates, and hilarity. It's the Gas Boys bringing the flame. Every single episode ain't ever the same. They got jokes, they got soul, and a little bit of fame. You'll be laughing so hard, forget your own name. It's the Gas Boys, no cap, no lies. Mic'd up madness, truth in disguise. You're feeling low, let the podcast rise to the top of your list. Best time of your life. Tuned in all day, all night. Gas Boys forever. They got it right.